WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 32 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The day is here. Opening statements this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump.
Prosecutors haven't said publicly who their first witnesses will be. Among the possibilities, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Prosecutors say Pecker agreed to be the eyes and ears of Trump's campaign by identifying damaging stories about Trump and keeping them out of print. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, also expected to be a key witness, along with Stormy Daniels and former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Workers at Volkswagen's assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. It'll be the first time a foreign-owned auto plant in the South with workers represented by the UAW. Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson died, abducted in Lebanon in 1985. He spent nearly 7 years in captivity. Cause of death unknown. Terry Anderson was 76. This is ABC News. Mayor of Los Angeles was unharmed after an intruder gained entry to her official residence. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
The Getty House is the official residence of the mayor of L.A. Recent mayors, including current mayor Karen Bass, have opted to live in the house instead of use a historic home only for official events. The LAPD says at around 6:40 on Sunday morning, someone broke into the Getty House. Police responded and arrested the intruder. The mayor's office says she was at home. She was uninjured when the intruder broke in through a window. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
At the multiplexes.
Get in the car!
Civil War, the ominous American dystopia flick, raked in another $11 million to repeat as the nation's top movie. Abigail, a critically acclaimed horror flick about Dracula's daughter, was second, $10 million in ticket sales. Godzilla Kong did $9 million in business, and it was good for third place. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high to be in that range of around 64 degrees. It looks like there's a scattered shower chance a little bit later on, especially this evening in southwest Wisconsin. For Monday night, occasional showers and a temperature to be around 47 degrees. Tuesday, 63. It looks like there could be some shower chances coming up on Tuesday. Scattered showers, anyway. Tuesday night, low of around 30, so in the vicinity of some frost again in the area. Mostly sunny and cooler than normal on Wednesday, a high of 54. Thursday, sunny and rather nice with a high of 62. And breezy with rain likely at times on Friday and 62 degrees. Yesterday's high was 59 here at the studios. We rise and shine this morning with partly cloudy conditions. 32 is our current reading, and that is the overnight low. Today is Monday, April 22nd.
Yeah.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love, but I've been complicating things. It's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Will be found when love can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. Oh, it's really so simple. Oh, oh, oh. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. 'Cause it all comes down to this. Love God.
Danny Gokey and Michael W. Smith and Love God People as we kick off the day in a positive way. Before that, Cher doing the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, friends. It's time for another day in Southwest Wisconsin and another week. Boy, the weekend goes by way too fast. I say that every Monday, I'm sure. But here we are together again with the promise of some all right weather. A high yesterday of 59 and... I know that if you were in the shade yesterday, it was a little chilly. The wind was blowing, but otherwise it was nice to have some nice sunshine. And I guess fairly typical for this time of year. Although we're going to have some below normal temperatures, we're going to warm up toward the end of the week as well. And the extended forecast, which I didn't read just moments ago, but they're calling for a high of 68 by Saturday. So yeah, that sounds pretty good, right? We've got some songs to play for you as you do the chores. We have some sports coming up in about 10 minutes. Wins for both the Brewers and the Bucks. The Bucks won a first-round playoff game last night. Details in a few. Here's Jerry Reed.
Well, I'm going to get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. Bet my bundle on the sway back nag, and I come home winner with plenty of swag. A 1 foot, 2 foot, sliver, drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rack. Do a little jig and a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddles as they play that sugar foot rack. Cider and a bottle of wine. Once for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider, sip on the wine. Both as he plays that sugar foot ride. Swing my honey to the sugar foot rag. Walk right up, stomp on the floor. Swing up the middle with a shoot fly four. A 1 foot, 2 foot, swing foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Do a little jig and a zig and a zag. And listen to Jerry, he's gonna play you that sugar foot rag.
On WRCO 514, the village of Reedstown will be flushing hydrants this week. Any questions, please contact the village of Reedstown office. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be beginning at 4 today with some food distribution and no registration. There will be a drive-through pantry at 726 Main Street. Clear your trunks for space for your groceries. There will be no entry to the church. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome for that event going on this evening. We appreciate you listening. We have sports scores to share with you in a few, and the aerobic polka is brewing too.
Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. if I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were there,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire, you are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber, holding you it seems.
Oh baby mine,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh baby mine,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you, that's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Johnny and Jack, and oh, baby mine. It is 17 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. We're at 32 degrees, headed toward 65 later today, with a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Damian Lillard couldn't be stopped in the first half and couldn't score a point in the second. It all added up to one of the most unusual dominant performances in recent playoff history. Lillard scored all 35 of his points before halftime in the Bucks' 109-94 victory over the Pacers last night to open their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series. Lillard set a Bucks record for points in either half of a postseason game. The Bucks won without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who continues to be sidelined with an injury. Other playoff games, Boston 114, Miami 94. The Clippers got by Dallas 109-97. Oklahoma City over New Orleans 94-92. In baseball news, Owen Miller broke a scoreless tie with a two-run single, and Colin Ray tossed five shutout innings to lead the Brewers to a 2-0 win over the Cardinals Sunday. Sonny Gray struck out 12 batters over 6 1/3 for the Cardinals, who have lost four in a row. Ray gave up five hits over five-plus innings and left after walking Paul Goldschmidt to begin the sixth. Miller, who was recalled from AAA Nashville on Tuesday of last week, hit a two-run single in the seventh after Blake Perkins and Bryce Tarang singled with one out. In other National League games, Miami beat the Cubs 6-3. Dodgers 10-0 over the Mets. Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 4. Cleveland 6-2 over Oakland. Detroit 6, Minnesota 1. Baltimore 5, Kansas City 0. Washington 6-0 over Houston. Philadelphia beat the White Sox 8-2. Cincinnati 3, the Angels 0. Boston 6, Pittsburgh 1. Colorado 2-1 over Seattle. San Diego is a winner against Toronto 6-3. Texas 6, Atlanta 4. Seattle 10-2 over Colorado. From the NHL playoffs, Florida 3-2 over Tampa Bay, the Rangers 4, Washington 1, Winnipeg 7-6 over Colorado, and Vancouver was a winner over Nashville 4-2 that final.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Well, we have to get over the weekend, whether we like it or not, so we really need an aerobic polka to get us motivated here this morning. Here we go.
Time. The boys will be back with some real humdingers as soon as you flip this thing over, you know.
There you go. Nothing like the old plain hot shots. And that, particular number was known as the Red Raven Polka right there. From WRCO Radio, a polka service.
That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? I love that part about break my heart and baby please come home. And I love that line about a hurting my mind and my beer ain't got no bone. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. The first time I heard it,
I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? You sing high and I'll sing low and everybody sing along. But everybody quit while I get my kick to sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Okay, gang. Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was so grand. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was so grand. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little...
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
It's over, but your blue eyes have never lost a fool. One kiss and I'm right back believing. Oh, no one mends a broken heart like you. Knows the fine art of healing. Your heart knows when to make its move. Practice makes perfect, don't it, darling? Oh, no one mends a broken heart like you. You always find all the scattered pieces. Your words turn life back into truth. Your love opens. Oh, no one mends a broken heart like you. Oh, no one mends a broken heart. broken heart like you.
Barbara Mandrell on the Light in the Milk House show. Good morning, friends. We're headed towards 65 later today. A 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening. Scattered showers possibly tonight and a low of 45. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
More farmers have less cash in the bank. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A lender says more farmers are seeking agricultural operating loans so far in 2024 from non-traditional financing sources outside of their bank.
Significantly, about 40% growth.
Benjamin Gakey with Ag Resource Management tells Brownfield, when banks are reluctant to loan money, they work with farmers using crop insurance as the loan collateral so the farm doesn't have to sell assets just to keep farming. Gakey says the low cash on hand combined with today's commodity prices does not make it easy for farmers.
We started with 5.91 corn at the beginning of 2023, and here we are $1.50 less than that, not too different on beans. That's creating quite a crunch. The expenses just haven't come down at the same pace.
Gakey says no matter what the farm's cash flow situation is, farmers will have to closely watch their cost of production, know their break-even point, and watch the markets closely going forward. An animal protein analyst expects the U.S. to be a net beef importer for the second straight year. Covank's Brian Ernest tells Brownfield the record low U.S. cattle inventory along with other global factors are weighing on beef exports.
Economic issues in China are finally taking their cut at imports of U.S. beef, but also Australia is rebounding from some significant impact from drought, and we're seeing higher volumes of availability of Australian beef.
Ernest says short domestic supplies paired with strong consumer demand, especially for ground beef, has led to
a pretty big uptick in imports of beef this year to accommodate a consumer that's looking for that value item.
Ernest says he forecasts retail beef prices to continue to rise. Placements of cattle into feedlots dropped in March. USDA says 1.75 million head placed in March fell 12% on the year, a bigger than expected decline because of aggressive movement in February following the weather-related slowdown in January, along with generally tighter supplies in many major feeding areas. The CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association says he's glad to see EPA issue the emergency waiver for E15, but he'd like to see a permanent year-round E15 solution. Jeff Cooper says there's bipartisan support for a bill in the U.S. Senate that would make that possible.
Senate Bill 2707, the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, it was introduced earlier this year by Senators Deb Fisher from Nebraska, Senator Capito from West Virginia, along with two Democratic co-sponsors, Senator Duckworth from Illinois and Senator Baldwin from Wisconsin.
Cooper says he's expecting a companion bill to be introduced in the House soon, but he says lawmakers have a limited window to pass bills this election year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
An active Friday for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day mostly lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday. Live deals in the South were at $182 and $183 in the North. Steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business was at $292 in the North, about a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the St. Ange Livestock Auction in South Dakota, compared to the most recent sale, feeder steers trended sharply higher. Feeder heifers 600 to 650 pounds were mostly steady. Heifers 650 to 700 pounds were $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good, especially for stages of quality replacement heifers. The market was active with buyers in seats and online. Most of the offering was home-raised and fully vaccinated with light to moderate flesh ready for grass. Medium and large one feeder steer, 657 to 669 pounds, brought 286 to 301.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 653 to 677 pounds, brought 269 to $279. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to good demand for moderate offerings. Choice was 13 cents lower at $295.67. Select closed $1.56 higher at $290.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 4,500 on the year. Cash hogs into the day lower with a light negotiated run. The cash hog market was pretty active for the week as processors were bidding up to meet demand. It appears they had needed numbers as it was a relatively slow Friday. While the week's export sales report was a marketing year low, overall global demand for U.S. pork has been strong. Domestic demand has also been showing some strength. The summer grilling season is just around the corner. Barrels and gelts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.29 with a weighted average of $88.49. The Iowa Minnesota closed 57 cents lower with a weighted average of 90.02. The Western Corn Belt down $1.96 with a weighted average of 88.07. Pork values closed firm up 13 cents at $100.09. Ribs, butts, loins, and hams were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and up about 16,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle ended the day mostly higher and feeders were lower, watching direct business develop and waiting for those on-feed numbers. And lean hog futures were supported by the higher midday move in pork and technical buying. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 182 live and 292 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are higher, watching harvest delays in parts of Argentina. May beans were up 16 and a quarter at 1150 and a half. July was 16 and three quarters higher at 1165 and three quarters. May corn is up 6 3/4 at 433 and a half. July was 6 3/4 higher at 443. Live cattle were mixed, watching direct business develop ahead of the on-feed numbers. June live was up 30 at 175.67. August was 2 higher at 173.55. With the higher corn, May feeders were down 55 at 242. And on technical buying and the higher midday move in pork, June hogs are up 212 at 104.82. July was 212 higher at 106.47. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
No shortage of setbacks these days for those shipping ag products. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Consider the many stumbling blocks now for ag commodity shippers, both natural and man-made. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
It could be a weather-induced issue like drought, say on the Mississippi River or in Panama, or it could be a terrorist attack like at the Suez Canal. It could be, obviously, the global pandemic was the quintessential example of that. But there's a lot of these reasons why our supply chains are not operating as efficiently as we need them to be. And it's just kind of adding one more obstacle to profitability of our industry, and that includes soybean farmers.
Steenhook says product is still getting through, but alternatives often involve more time and expense.
We're sure happy we have a quality rail infrastructure that can routinely provide service, but then also is a position to pick up additional volumes when you have challenges with river transportation. But when you're making some of that modal shift from your option A to your option B, there's usually a cost associated with that. And so it's just one more challenge, one more additional cost that agricultural exporters are confronted with.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Researchers continue to track the high path avian influenza virus in dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Drew Magstad is a clinical associate professor at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine. He says
the main finding is the amount of virus and the reliability with which we detect it in the milk. It's not really been something that's been discovered before. That's kind of the novel part of this virus.
Magstad tells Brownfield sequencing of the virus continues to show that it's being contracted from wild birds. Magstad says there are still questions that remain unanswered.
Trying to find out reliably how long the virus is present in milk, how long the virus is present in the mammary gland from a mitigation standpoint.
And he says the ability to identify the virus quickly matters.
In many of these affected dairies, the number of affected animals kind of grows exponentially. We're seeing in the first 3 to 4 days of an outbreak of this syndrome, many, many animals can be affected very quickly.
Magstad says to date, there haven't been any reported cases of mortality directly related to the HPAI virus. The chief ag negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says the high-path avian influenza virus has not caused any global trade disruptions. Doug McKellop says that's because U.S. milk is pasteurized.
Milk futures were higher. The cash dairy price is mostly higher Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk up 42 cents at 1780. June up 44 to 1807. July up 31 at 1833. August up 13 cents, 1854. September through November contracts range from 3 cents higher in October and November to 10 cents higher in September. Dry whey was up 0.75 cents to 39 and a quarter with 10 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 7 cents, 168, just one sale. Barrels were up a nickel to 166, 11 sales there. Butter unchanged at 292 with 2 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents to 112 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsuck Auction Realty with sales results and up convinced. We had a bigger sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square baler, boats, lawnmower, farm machinery, and much more ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
5:47 on a Monday morning. Here's that forecast for today. A 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening. Otherwise, should be a pretty nice day. A high of 65 and southwest winds between 12 and 25. Tonight, breezy with scattered showers, especially early. A low of 45. Tomorrow's high 65 before cooler temperatures by Wednesday, 54 degrees. In Richland Center, we're down to our overnight lows so far. It is 32 degrees. Good morning as we get set for today in southwest Wisconsin with some tunes from the likes of Dave and Sugar.
From paper shades to curtains, from neon lights to crystal chandeliers. From cut glass to diamonds, up that ladder she's climbing, high in golden keys.
Will I trade it in my Levi's for
swimming pools and the sea view of town? Now she once told me she didn't need love and that money would see her through the years.
But the last time that I saw him, in my eyes were golden tears.
From a Chevy Lincoln, from paper shades to curtains, from neon lights to crystal chandeliers, from cut glass to diamonds, up that ladder she's climbing, high in golden tears.
Well, now her picture's in the paper. Country clubs and lots good times.
Well, when the sun goes down at the end of the day, I wanna see you again. I've got to find a way just to hear those little things you say. The way you touch me, baby, the way you squeeze me tight, and when you hold me, darling, all through the night. Those little things make me feel alright.
Little things
like the way you kiss.
Little things
that I can't resist.
Little things
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things,
ooh, when we touch.
Little things,
you know they mean so much.
Little things
never make me blue. I love those little things you do. I've got a fever, baby, and it's burning hot. I'm gonna give you my love, everything I've got. All those little things show me a lot.
Little things
like the way you kiss.
Little things
that I can't resist.
Little things
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things,
ooh, when we touch.
Little things,
you know they mean so much.
Little things
never make me blue. I love those little things you do.
Little things
like the way you kiss.
Little things
that I can't resist.
Little things
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things,
ooh, when we touch.
Little things,
you know they mean so much.
Little things
never make me blue. I love those little things you do. I love those little things you do. I love those little things you do.
Marty Stewart on the Milk Cow Show from WRCO and those little things you do. Junior gardener registration is open for children in grades 5 through 12. The River Valley Area Community Gardens will accept grade 4 students if they are ready for the responsibility of caring for a garden. If you know students who are interested in being a junior gardener, request info by emailing rvbusybees24@gmail.com or check the youth gardening page of the website rvacg.org/juniors. A reminder from our community calendar. Getting into gardening season, I know some are already out there. They're better prepared and better pre-planters than I am, but we're getting there. Absolutely. Got a little of the earth tilled and ready to put in a few seeds, but some cold nights forthcoming, which that's not uncommon for April. Tony Schumacher has more in just a moment.
At the last Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows were active. The Better Holstein bull calves sold from $3 to $5 per pound, beef crossbred calves up to $8.10, and the lightweight and heifer calves $1 to $1.30. Slaughter cows sold from 96 to 123. Those are the dairy cows, with beef cows 114 to 135. Questionable health cows 80 and down. The 1,250 pounds to 1,450 pound Holstein steers and heifers that were getting just a little corn range from 125 to 154. The grass is green and growing, and now will be the time to get your pasture cattle. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have cattle to sell or are wishing to purchase. We'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on your package of cattle for our upcoming sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, getting you the top dollar for your livestock.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, enjoy the sunshine early today because clouds will gradually filter in as a weather system out in the plains draws closer. Out ahead, this will have some gusty southwest winds developing today, and then some scattered showers by late this afternoon or this evening. Certainly does not look like anything heavy, under a tenth inch of moisture expected through tomorrow morning. There could be a break in the action tomorrow morning, but then some more showers could roll in from the north during the afternoon as a secondary push of cool air comes in. Along with that, some gusty winds. Looking quite sunny for Wednesday and Thursday as high pressure settles over Wisconsin, but it will be chilly, especially in the mornings, with some frost likely. Warmer temperatures will build in toward the weekend once again with gusty south winds. However, a couple of strong storms coming in from the southwest will keep us rather unsettled. In fact, there could be some fairly heavy rain totals through the upcoming weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Increasing clouds and breezy. 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening, high in the mid-60s. Wind southwest at 12 to 25. Breezy tonight with scattered showers, especially early. Low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. West wind between 10 and 18. Tuesday night, any showers ending early, then clearing skies and chilly with frost late, low at 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny, cooler than normal, high about 54. Thursday, mostly sunny, rather nice, low at 31, high 62. Friday, breezy with rain likely at times, low in the mid-40s with a high of 62. Saturday, a couple of showers possible early, then breaks of sun and warmer, low 49 with a high of 68. Sunday, breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Low 47, high 64. Might even see some heavy rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Yesterday's high was 59. Record high 94 set in 1980 on April 22nd, 1939. The bottom low was 22 degrees. Last year's high was 45 and the low 33. Sunset will occur at 7:51 this evening. This morning's sunrise time will be around 9 minutes after 6. The air is calm, barometer at 30.03. No precipitation today, and we're at our overnight low. Following the midnight reading of 39 here at the studios, it is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries.